Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Frozen waffles sold at Publix, Target, Walmart, and other stores are recalled over a listeria risk. Treehouse Foods issued a voluntary call Friday. The Food and Drug Administration said in its recall alert that listeria is an organism that can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail or elderly people, and others with weakened immune systems. Treehouse Foods said the issue was discovered through routine testing at their manufacturing facility in Brantford, Ontario, Canada. There are just 2 weeks until two crucial events happen on the calendar, Election Day and the end of daylight saving time. We will fall back an hour on Sunday, November 3rd, to allow for more daylight in the mornings. This change gives us an extra hour of sleep, but the time change can still cause confusion and disruptions to the schedules for children and pets. The push to stop changing clocks was put before Congress in the last couple of years when the U.S. Senate unanimously approved the Sunshine Protection Act in 2022, which was a bill to make daylight saving time permanent. However, the U.S. House of Representatives did not pass it, and President Joe Biden did not sign it. Suicide rates have been on the rise in Wisconsin since 2019. As of 2022, they found that over 50% of suicides in Wisconsin had to do with either relationship issues or physical health problems, and older men in rural areas were at the highest risk. They also found that over 16% of adult suicides in the states were veterans. The Richland County Republicans held a meet-and-greet cookout over the weekend. Three candidates were on hand to meet residents. They were Assembly Representative Tony Kurtz, State Senator Joan Balwegg, and State Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel. Kurtz and Balwegg stated that there is misinformation on the Republican stance on abortion. All three stated that they are not in favor of a total abortion ban. State Senator Joan Balwegg says her opponents are lying about her stance on abortion.
I am not against contraception. I am not against working with women who have infertility issues up to IVF. I have family and friends who have gone down that path to be successful to grow their families. And I believe that the life of the mother is the paramount consideration in all cases.
Former Attorney General and State Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel believes there should be options for women.
I approach this with humanity. First off, I recognize that it's a very hard decision for a woman who finds herself in an unplanned pregnancy, especially if they're in poverty and they're afraid they're going to have to raise their baby in a car or have an abortion, or an abuser got them pregnant and they're afraid that now I'm going to be locked with this abuser forever because of this child. Those are horrible decisions. We should, as a society, do a better job of offering them help so they have a real choice. But I also approach it from a humanity side because my two daughters are adopted. Two 18-year-old young women who still lived at home, were still in school, had the courage and the love to give my wife and I a family we can't have biologically. My daughters are 23 and 21 now. I could never look them in the eye, or those birth moms who made that sacrifice for us. I could never look any of them in the eye and be anything other than pro-life.
Balwegg is running for state senator in the newly redistricted 14th Senate District. She is being challenged by Sarah Kieski. Assembly Representative Tony Kurtz is running for another term in the redistricted 41st Assembly District. He is being challenged by Julia Henley. Voters will have a chance to choose the candidate that best represents their interest during the general election on November 5th. Brad Schimmel and Susan Crawford are both running in the nonpartisan election for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice, which will be held April 1st. Early in-person voting kicks off in Wisconsin tomorrow. Local clerks are saying they are prepared for a high turnout. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is projecting over 2 million voters doing it early. To see your ballot and early in-person options, check out myvote.wi.gov. The EPA is moving forward with plans to establish new federal carbon pollution standards for power plants after a U.S. Supreme Court ruling last week. Ashley Radzinski is with the Great Lakes Business Network. She says she's glad the work on new rules continues uninterrupted.
This is not a looming crisis in the future. This is something that is here already. We're having much more impactful storms that are causing power outages across our states.
Radzinski says severe climate events are bad for the U.S. economy.
So we need climate action now to ensure that our economy can be planned, can move forward in a way that's good for business, that's good for communities, that's good for our families.
Opponents argue the EPA is overstepping its authority. Power companies had asked the High Court for a pause on work toward tougher standards. A warning from the Better Business Bureau about phony debt collectors. Spokesperson Lisa Schiller says people are getting calls to pay for debts they've already paid off from agencies they've never heard of. Ask for their name, company, street address, and telephone number. Do not provide any bank account, credit card, or other personally identifiable information over the phone. Schiller says a legitimate agency will provide you with a listing of what debts you owe and who you owe them to in writing by mail. If they won't, contact the BBB or your local consumer protection agency. Passages will be holding an annual event tomorrow at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. The event, Bev's Walk, Believing Every Victim, is held in memory of Beverly Burns, who did so much to help others. Chris Simonson is president of the Board of Passages.
Bev was such an important part of Passages for so many years as an advocate for those in need, especially as a legal advocate working with people when they had court dates, whether it was for a restraining order or whatever. Bev knew what was happening legally for them and would advocate for them and let them know, okay, here is what you are allowed to do under the law, and these are the type of things that we should be requesting of the judge and those sort of things. So Bev was more than an advocate to the people who were most in need. And she was just, again, as I say, such a significant part of Passages for over 20 years.
The event is important for Passages, which helps victims of abuse in Richland, Vernon, and Crawford counties. Jessica Brown is the program manager for Passages.
It'd be absolutely important for us to get back in the community, let them know that we are still here, but also remembering Bev and what great work she did for our agency. We are open and helping victims and survivors every day. We're here to support the community. We have great work going on right now in our Crawford County. We have an amazing advocate there. She is doing great work, and hopefully we are going to be picking back up in the other two counties that we serve.
The event will get underway at 5 and will last until 7:30. In addition to the walk, there will be food vendors, guest speakers, other activities, and music.
We're going to have the Pink Whiskey Band. They're based out of Prairie du Chien. Our Crawford County advocate helped find this band in the area. They are donating their time for us to come play. And we'll also have face painting for the kids as well. I have a few ladies that have volunteered their time to come and do the face painting. It'll be a great event.
The walk will take place on the Rotary Light Path in the park. Chris Simonson says that there will be a special feature along the path.
Added to that loop for the walk, those of you who have been there, you know that there are some things that were set up by the Brewer Library to put pages from books there. So, you know, you can read stories as you walk through that, and they would change them every so often. We have survivors' stories that are going to be placed along that walk for people to read.
All proceeds will support the Grateful Scholarship in memory of Bev Burns. Passages invites everyone to Bev's Walk, Believing Every Victim, tomorrow at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. More information about the event and Passages can be found at passagesrc.org. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Vernon County is offering a free caregiver boot camp. This is a free educational survival program for families coping with Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. The program is presented by two dementia care specialists, Teresa Gander from ADRC of Vernon County and Pam Kohlberg from the ADRC of Eagle Country. Topics will include Dementia 101, Dementia Live, Tough Conversations, Caring for the Caregiver, Questions and Answers, and information on community resources. The free caregiver boot camp will be hosted at the Viola United Methodist Church Friday, November 1st, from 9:30 to 3. Lunch and snacks will be provided. To register, contact Teresa at the ADRC of Vernon County at 608-637-5201. The registration deadline is October 23rd. October is Financial Planning Month in Wisconsin. Governor Evers' proclamation aims to highlight the critical role that financial planning plays in achieving financial security and encourages you to revisit or create a financial plan that will help improve your overall financial health and protect yourself and your family from future financial stress and uncertainty. It also encourages you to plan for unexpected events with the right insurance coverage so your pocketbooks are protected from unforeseen health issues, car accidents, and other property damage. Learn more about insurance coverage by visiting the Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance website or calling 608-266-3585.